Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. That's Troy McKeady.
And that's Kelly Williams.
And we just want to try something new.
That's a new thing that we just tried.
This week, as you can see, we're calling it the Ballers episode. We have LeBron, Steph Curry, and then we're throwing in a football player. Odell Beckham Jr. has been really requested, and we know that you love giving these blind items to your to the people in your life that love sports.
Yes, we love ruining sports fans' lives.
And we always get really positive reviews after we do these episodes.
And we always hear about how people's like relatives and husbands are like, they like, these are the episodes that they get really attached to and like lose their shit over, which I love. I love rattling sports fans.
But before we do that, can I rattle off stuff about Taylor and Maddie Healy?
Go off.
I can't deal with this. You know, I've been a Swiftie since the MySpace days. I've been with you a long time, Taylor. And I was kind of hoping we've grown out of that whole cycle, that, you know, early days. The only thing I can think of, obviously, Maddie was very present at her Nashville shows. He was dancing. He was doing all this stuff. But all this is happening while it's being picked up of Diana Agron talking about Swiftgron. Like, she did an interview for Variety magazine, and the person asking questions, the interviewer, yeah, that's what they're called, Kelly, the interviewer, was like, what do you think of all the rumors that you were dating Taylor? And all she said is, they're funny.
She did?
Diana Agron is a bisexual monster. I've said it once, I'll say it again.
I did not know that she even mentioned it. That's crazy. That's the most interesting thing to come out of all of this Matt Healy stuff.
And it's starting to get picked up by bigger outlets. And that once I saw that, I was like, now it makes sense.
Well, it's really at this point just an elephant in the room. It's absolutely absurd. It's ridiculous, honestly.
For sure. And I don't know a ton about Maddie Healy other than like he sucks and is allegedly really problematic. But I found this on Twitter. And this is from at Into the Airwaves, because someone tweeted, I don't understand PR, so doesn't this reflect negatively on Taylor? And this girl, Rachel, at Into the Airwaves, responded, Maddie has been doing a series called, quote, a theatrical performance of an intimate moment. And in the first episode was him rehearsing before meeting fans in public. So that makes me think this is part of that, a commentary on celebrity gossip and how social media runs with everything.
Wait, so why would it make... Oh, because he's problematic. It would make her look bad?
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest. When I saw the pictures of them in the car, I was like, I'm quite exhausted of you, girl. I'm quite exhausted of you, young lady. Like, I'm just like, I can't believe she's still doing shit like this. This is, like, really crazy to me.
I mean, I had the exact same thought as you. I was just... And I think it's so weird that, you know, the Swiftgron stuff is coming out, and he's also attached to like the Carly and Taylor alleged kiss happened at the 1975 show. I'm just like, Taylor, you've tried this with Maddie Healy before. It didn't work.
And like, can we give it a month?
Right.
Girl, can we give it some time before we do another fucking bar paparazzi picture? My God. What is it, 2009?
And I'm like, how long until Tree Payne scrubs Maddie Healy saying, quote, dating Taylor Swift would be emasculating off the internet?
Oh, my God. Fuck. It's just, it's a lot. I mean, she is really a lot at this moment. And I'm, you know, I consider myself at this point a fan of Taylor Swift. Like, I like her. I have no problems with Taylor Swift. I'm just exhausted. I'm tired. Like, I'm fucking tired. I can't take it anymore. Do we really at this point care this much about who this girl is, like, maybe dating? Like, I can't believe that she still has this chokehold over the nation. It is wild to me.
It's insane. And I just want to be like, Taylor, you just performed a show last night until 2 a.m., paid all the late curfews because you wanted your fans to see your concert. Like, there was really bad weather, so it was postponed for 4.5 hours. And she still went on stage, performed in the rain, performed 3.5 hours. I'm like, that's enough to get your name out there.
You're good. You get this point, you have nothing to prove. You are not. This is like, I don't know, it's kind of, it's like some Bella Thorne shit. You know what I mean? It's very like, you don't have to try this hard. Like, you have the world in the palm of your hand. Look at Beyonce. Not that I think, you know, you should be like a stoic, non-speaking entity, deity or whatever, but like, my God, like, take a step back. You don't have to jump through rings of fire. Like, you're Taylor Swift. You are above a fucking getting in the car paparazzi shot at this point. Like, it's very first album era enough.
And it's also like her and Maddie have been friends for years and they've talked about it. Like, just people have been asking my opinions and I just had to say it all right there. I don't think this is real. I think maybe this is some performative thing that Maddie's doing. I don't think Taylor Swift looked at Maddie Healy eating raw meat on stage and was like, I want that.
Ew. I have nothing more to say. It's just a lot.
And we will leave it at that.
Yeah. We also have to discuss Usher and Chris Brown, who have been all over the news this week. What are your thoughts? Like, what I mean is Chris Brown just never going to stop? Is he just like in his tyrant era forever?
Forever. It's like him and Ezra Miller, they can do so
Yeah.
many terrible things. And Ezra's about to star in probably one of the biggest movies of the summer.
I know. I went to the movies last night and I saw the trailer and I was like, whoa, it's so jarring to see Ezra Miller like on the big screen at this point.
I know. And, you know, Usher, we have done an Usher episode. We are aware Usher's allegedly rotted. So it doesn't surprise me he's hanging out with Chris Brown. But
Yeah.
at this point, I feel like if you're hanging out with Chris Brown, you have to expect to get hit in the face.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I'm just shocked that they were like on roller skates. Like, that to me is like really a lot. It's very, like, I just pictured like Three Stooges music in the background of them fighting and then it sped up.
Well, in his Vegas show, Usher does like a whole roller skate routine. That's why I was in shock.
He is known for skates. No, it just, I mean, to be honest, I know that we bring this up a lot, but it's just always relevant. It always makes me think of the Azealia Banks quote that when men like this are fighting publicly, it's a little bit of a lover's quarrel, whether you realize it or not. And it's just wild to me. It's just wild. Chris Brown will never stop tripping over his own feet.
And there was another alleged altercation during the Missy Elliott set of the Lover and Friends Festival. But Chris Brown, I don't know if he posted this on Instagram or Twitter. I think it's Instagram. He said, "Y'all been geeked all weekend. Y'all dragging it out now. It was mad people backstage, and security was trying to clear everyone off the stage. People started pushing back, and I intervened to let them know my child was back there. So y'all can keep your narrative."
Okay, our
It's never
narrative.
Chris's fault.
Our narrative that he gets into trouble all the time and is violent. Our quote narrative.
And just a reminder, like, he's always like, I did something bad when I was 17. You were 19, and you've continued to do terrible things.
Chris is and Usher too.
I
Both of these
know.
like Usher too. Let's not even forget about Usher.
It's like the rotted versus the decayed. Like,
Right. Like, you boys just take it to a broom closet and figure it out in there on your own, because that's what this really is.
in some happier news, Kelly Clarkson is moving her show to New York City and expect to see Troy and I there on the daily.
This is actually, I'm into this. I feel like she is a New York show girl to me. Not, she's, where's she from, LA?
Yeah.
She doesn't feel like an LA girl.
I don't know. To me, she still feels like Texas Nashville girl, so.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be hilarious if she was like, I'm just gonna film in fucking Tennessee. Whether you guys like it or not. But no, it's exciting. I really want to go to her show a lot. I hope she doesn't have a clause that you can only go like once a year, like Drew does.
I know, Kelly Clarkson, don't you dare pull that shit with us.
Let us enter as often as we feel we need to enter the premises, Kelly.
Thank you.
I wanted to let everybody know that my so Cara Berry, who hosts Everybody's Business But Mine, We went to Austin and Craig's restaurant in the West Village. It's called Carriage House. First of all, I'm still Mr. Magooing about in the city. I need everybody to know that. I'm still bumping into walls, like walking into traffic. I'm mostly a mess. And I was walking in circles outside this restaurant for 30 minutes before I found it. And Kara kept having to call me and ask me where I was. And I was like, it says I'm here. I was like walking past the window over and over. But I did find it. And when we were there, I was like awed and awed by the atmosphere because it's a really cute little place and it's like very intimate and dim. And I like that. And on Instagram, I said that the food was fine. And then I got home and I was eating my leftovers and I was stoned. So I was like, this is an absolute joke, this meal. It's an absolute joke. It was a literal half of an unseasoned rotisserie chicken that you would get from Boston Market and some fucking Uncle Ben's rice that was not seasoned or salted or anything. It was just cooked white rice. It was an unseasoned chicken and white rice. I was like, this is insane.
You're like, that's a Kelly meal.
Like, this is what I started cooking when I learned how to cook in college when I was poor. Like, excuse me, Uncle Ben's rice and unseasoned chicken. Like, what? The drinks weren't great. It was just not giving. Their whole thing is that they give you their like Instagram moment, because you know every restaurant has to have like an Instagram thing. Theirs is that they give you a cube of butter with a candle in
Does the
it.
candle help?
It's supposed to cook the butter, but really it just turned the butter black and charred where the candle was, and it was really weird. And I was like, okay, like sweet, you put a birthday candle inside some butter. Okay. Yeah, I can't say that I recommend it. It just wasn't great.
What out of 10 would you rank it?
I told Kara that I would give it like a 4.5 out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, it wasn't great. If you love Uncle Ben's rice and you want to spend more for it, go for it. We also have to discuss. I just want to get this one out of the way. I want to talk about Britney Spears being a robot. An alleged robot, okay? If you maybe live under a rock, you may or may not know that this past couple, well, I don't even know how long you would say the past couple years, but specifically this last month, people at this point are now confirmed. Like, Britney Spears is AI. She's a deep fake. It's not her. And people have been messaging me and asking my opinion on it. And, this is what I'm gonna say. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Britney Spears. I have no idea. But I'm also not an idiot. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, whether people want to believe it or not. And I don't know the reasons to have to do this. But at the end of the day, Britney's videos are edited very fucking weird. And some of them are in front of green screen, they just are. I don't know why. I don't know if it means that Britney is a deep fake. I don't know what it means, but I know that Britney is dancing in front of green screen. I can see it. Like, the video that went super viral was of her dancing outside her house. And when she's like flipping her hair and stuff, you can literally see it looks like our Zoom. You can see the green screen like fucking up with her hair. And there's also flowers in the background that are appearing and then reappearing and disappearing and then reappearing. And the really weird thing about that is that Sam has access to a green screen room because he's posted it before on his story that he like had a green screen room built for work,
Well, he's
whatever
an
the
action star.
yeah, him and Bruce Willis with their green screen rooms. I'm like, you do Men's Warehouse ads, like you're out of your fucking mind. But he had one built for work. So it's very fucking odd that Sam has access to a green screen room. It's weird that Britney is dancing in front of green screen. And also, I use photo editing apps. I've used that Remini app. I've used all of them. I use the video ones. videos do not glitch the way Britney's glitch on Instagram. It's not 1999. Like, we are well, and she's a multi-million dollar pop star. Like, we're well beyond like Microsoft Office glitches on a video. It makes no sense. And it also never happens to Sam. It only happens to her. Her tattoos disappear and reappear. They like show up sometimes on other people if they're in videos with her. Like, in that video with Cade, you can like see remnants of it. Looks like her tattoo showing up. It's fucking weird. I don't know the answers. I don't know, but I am here to say that I think I don't want to gaslight people into like thinking that they're crazy for thinking this, because it's very obvious that she's dancing in front of a green screen, and it scares me and it's terrifying. And I did see the video of when her face, so there was like a blue-eyed figure that appeared for a few minutes. And again, like the Remini apps, I've used it. Like, I don't, I, it doesn't like, I don't know. I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's just weird, and I don't have the answers.
Is that like really stressful for you? Do you wish that, I don't know how to word, I'm gonna word this and just know, I mean this
Oh, go
from
for
like a great place in my heart.
it.
Do you ever just want to step away from it and be like, guys, I don't want to talk about Britney ever again?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I wanna, or I sometimes I'm like, I only want to like, I like talking about nostalgia. And I'm not a, I don't know. I would, it's like, if you would have questions about the Oops, I Did It Again video, ask me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll talk about that for 7 days. But this stuff, I don't even want to be considered an expert on, because I don't know what the fuck is going on. None of us do. And I think the people that are out there saying that they're experts on this are, they're just lying, because how can you be?
Right.
Unless you're in that house with her spinning around, you don't know what the fuck is going on. None of us know. So there's
Root for
that.
you, girl.
There's that. Root for your girl. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers. It's just scary. It keeps me up at night.
Now we get to hear Troy's thoughts about foosball players.
But foosball players, ball throwers, and all that.
So I know you're from close to where LeBron grew up. What do you know about him that obviously we won't find out in like blind items? Was there a lot of gossip surrounding him or?
I mean, I guess I would just say growing up, like, so he was like a local celebrity before he was like a celebrity. And his high school always played basketball with my high school. So he was always like in our orbit, and he would like hook up with girls from our school. And it was like a big deal for like the girls at like any high school to be like, I fucked LeBron. You know what I mean? But like, it was such a weird thing, like having to come to the realization that he wasn't just famous like at our like at high school anymore. Because I remember when he got his first endorsement, I think it was Nike, right?
I believe so, yeah.
That first really big one, and his first magazine cover, like his first Sports Illustrated. It was just like so shocking to everybody, because it was like, whoa, like he's always been famous to us locally as like the local basketball player that's really good, but now he's like on Sports Illustrated and like Nike knows who he is, and it was just like so, and like Gatorade. So that was pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, he was always a really, 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 really very, very nice person, and he was just known for being super, super nice. His mom is fucking nuts. His mom would always show up to all of the games and be like really crazy and just like batshit, like out of her mind, but like in a fun way. And a lot of our parents like knew her because she went to high school with them. So like they all just knew LeBron's crazy mom. And yeah.
It's so funny you bring up his mom because I might pronounce his first name wrong, but Delonte West slept with LeBron's mom and it became a really big scandal. It's not in blind items, but it became like a really big deal.
LeBron's mom is on one. Like, she's a party girl. Like, you would like have, you would clink shot glasses with LeBron's mom out at a bar. Like, she's wild. But yeah, and I remember my favorite LeBron interaction that I've ever had was I so this my friend Julie, she used to like nanny these kids their whole life, and their house was next door to LeBron's house, like next to his compound. And the little girl that she babysat, like her, she would always accidentally throw like frisbees and like baseballs and stuff over the wall of his house and like never be able to get it again. And he would always bring his friends to Ohio and like show them around the neighborhood, and he would just like see him. And we were at this like smooth, we're at Starbucks actually, and he came, and we were all like sitting outside, and everybody was like obviously freaking out because LeBron was there. And the little girl that Julie babysits, we were with her, and she was like, "Hey," she's like, "You have all my stuff." She's like, "You have my soccer ball and my like baseball and like my football and all my stuff." And she's like, "I need it back." And he was like, "Oh my God, you're my neighbor." He was like, "I would be happy to like give it to you," or whatever. He was so sweet. He like gave her a high five, and he was like, "Yeah, like just like let me know, like I'll give you your stuff back." But I just thought it was so funny that that's all she was like, "Wait, you have my baseball."
That's actually super sweet.
Yeah, he's a very, 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 very nice person.
Now, I'll say for like Steph and LeBron, I won't say it's surprising because obviously we've done so many of these episodes so far, but I'm always curious of these celebrities, specifically athletes, because I feel like actors can get away with cheating easier than athletes. But LeBron and Steph have positioned themselves as such family men, and their whole brand is about family. I think it's so wild that all these allegations have just never really come to light, really. And even when you've heard like rumblings about LeBron, they're squashed immediately. And I never hear anything about Steph. And my friend told me the other, like a few months ago, we talked about it on the podcast, that she was out at a bar and was flirting with this guy, and she had no idea who he was, and it was Steph Curry.
Wow. Can you imagine being like, "Wait, I think I hooked up with Steph Curry."
Right, and Ayesha Curry's like also a celebrity.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess athletes get a different, in my opinion, it's like you can be an actor and, you know, like be attached to a film or something, and like as long as you're showing up to work, like you can be a, whatever, do whatever, like go fuck whoever, do drugs, you know, as long as you're showing up and not being a Lindsay Lohan. But like athletes have to be like protected, you know, like in a sense, it's like they have to, I don't know, they get a different level of protection to me because their money, like everybody is like riding on their wave.
That's true. They're also getting paid like $100 million a year to play their sport.
God, I'm gonna be honest, the amount that athletes get paid, it sends me into like an actual spiral.
Me too.
And it really is, it's absurd.
Like, you could be a backup quarterback and still make $10 million a year, even if you never throw a football on a field.
For playing a gym class game. Sorry, but it's just insane to me.
Now, we've talked about Steph, LeBron. The last one we're going to be covering is Odell. And I have to say, the way that these blinds are written about Odell are very different than how they're written about like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
It's
interesting.
very much like it seems like more hateful that he won't come out. Whereas with Aaron, it's just like, you know, he'll never come out, whatever, whatever. But with Odell, it's like he refuses, he won't do it. Like, blah, blah. It just had a different tone to it, I should say.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, yeah, obviously that's like all I really know about him. You know, I don't know what a whole lot else other than that people say that he's closeted or whatever.
And remember that rumor that went around that he allegedly liked to be shit on? Do you remember that internet rumor?
Well, yeah.
And he actually had to come out and be like, "Hey guys, I don't like being shit on."
Oh, could you imagine? You guys, there's a rumor going around that I like to be shit on. Well, I'm here to set the record straight.
I'm no John Mayer.
Yeah. You don't have to bring plastic sheets to hook up with me.
Well, all of those were opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged. So let's play ball. We're starting in 2007. That very not single songbird and that very famous basketball player, I'm hearing the rumors are true. And that's allegedly Beyonce and LeBron James.
I kind of believe that.
Me too.
I believe that. And again, we have talked about like how couples like Beyonce and Jay-Z, especially according to their blind items, like they're more so interested in bringing people in to like hook up with both of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron was brought in for a fun evening or two.
I mean, I always talk about Twitter because I feel like Twitter knows things that like Instagram, obviously Facebook doesn't even know what's going on.
Right.
But there was a video that went kind of viral last year of LeBron, Jay-Z, and Blue Ivy talking on the court. And Twitter was like, Blue Ivy's mad that you slept with her mom.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. She's like, who are my real parents? You guys have people around all the fucking time. We're now in 2008. This NBA superstar is having problems with his mother. She's young, she's wild and loud. She loves partying, drinking, and hanging with ballers. At a recent playoff game, he had to curse at her, and a lot of his fans were outraged, but they have no idea what he puts up with. She doesn't act like his mother. She behaves like a young sister. How can he tell his mom to grow up? Now that is very true. That is extremely true.
I want you to party with his mom. I know you're in New York now, but can you fly back just for a weekend?
I'm sure. I think that my mom's been like at bars where she's been wasted. I'll ask her about it.
We're now in 2010. She's a well-known singer and he's a famous basketball player. You know what they have in common? Moms who embarrass the hell out of them. They have crazy moms. Both have younger mothers who are constantly making headlines. Is this the reason this basketball player has never won a championship? Is he too distracted by his mom's antics? Meanwhile, the singer just had a baby and won't let her mom come near the kid. So that's Keisha Cole and LeBron James having crazy moms.
Oh, Keisha's mom passed away. I loved her. At one of the trendiest Hollywood bars, this year's hottest free agent tipped a mere $6 on a $300 bill. Despite his tens of millions in athletic endorsements, this poor tipper doesn't believe in sharing the wealth. Oh, hottest free agent. Can I talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
So, obviously I don't follow foosball, but living in Ohio during the time that LeBron like left the Cavs was literally, especially in like the Cleveland Akron area, it was in the top five craziest experiences I've ever had.
I mean, just being a fan of basketball, I remember the ESPN special where it was like, where is he going to go? And then he chose Miami and people were lighting his jersey on fire in the streets.
It was like the purge.
Like, oh my God.
You couldn't drive. You couldn't like, the city was outside just burning all of his stuff in the streets, standing on cars. Like it was fucking crazy. I'll never forget, I was out at a bar when all that was going on and people were just fucking going insane. Like me and my friends were scared to be out. And Katie was in town and she's not from there. And she was like, this is fucking crazy. And I was like, honestly, I'm freaked out. The streets are going nuts.
Is that still the feeling about him in Cleveland? I know like he went back and I think won a championship with them and now he's with the Lakers.
No, now he's even more beloved because like they got over it and they forgave him. So yeah, now it's like he's back. Everybody loves him. He builds schools and he'll like buy old dilapidated plazas and like rebuild them. Like he does a lot for the city too.
This sports superstar won't marry his baby mama. Despite being together for years and two kids, he won't budge. The girlfriend won't rock the boat, though, because she doesn't want him to leave her. And that's LeBron. And they've been together forever. They're still together.
And we're now in 2000.
I just have to say one thing really quick. If it's like You're with your high school sweetheart, and he's like, I'm gonna cheat on you, but I'm also gonna be one of the greatest basketball players alive, and you will never have to like touch a bill in your life. I'd be like, all right, let's do it.
Are you kidding? I'd be like, don't even finish your sentence. Just do the things. Do it. And I'll be here, okay? We're now in 2011. After 12 years and two kids, when is this basketball superstar going to marry his baby mama? They got married in 2013. What a weird blind.
I know there are a lot of this is a very LeBron heavy beginning of the episode, then a very Odell heavy end of the episode.
Like that.
We are now in 2012. The Olympics are off the hook for a US basketball team. Several players have been photographed or had stories of the nightlife in London hit the internet. Problem is, those players are either married or engaged. The big shock is the other athletes with the quote wholesome reps also being caught up in the talk. So that's allegedly Kobe Bryant and Aussie swimmer Stephanie Rice and LeBron James and USA swimmer Lauren Perdue.
Interesting. This baller's got it all: personality, accolades, and now a ring. Will he finally give one to the woman who has been seen by his side the whole time? That is such an odd. Why are they so pressed about him getting married?
I don't know. Can't have kids out of wedlock, Troy. You know the rules. We're now in 2013. Certain professional ballers need to learn from history. In this corner, one engaged baller decided to run some game on Twitter to a now famous woman who is also involved with someone else. Busted. In the other corner, another married baller is getting into fights, and it seems to stem from his recent separation. Sounds like too much partying. And that's LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony.
Are a hotshot baller and his longtime fiance ready to call the whole thing off? She's been MIA during some major events. And that's LeBron and Savannah Brinson. And then just because he was recently married doesn't mean this A-list celebrity athlete has given up his celebrity mistress. The opposite has happened. He's been sexting her twice as much as he used to, so she doesn't go off and find someone else. Yeah, I don't think he realizes how illogical that sounds. And that is LeBron, Sharon Reed. Oh, Sharon Reed being the baby mom.
And it's so funny. We talked about this in the Adele episode, and someone called us out on it on Patreon. How we were like, there's no way that Adele cheats on people in cars. In the very next sentence, we were like, but Tiger Woods and LeBron James for sure. Quote, he's known as a regular at his teammates' swinger parties. Just ask Dwayne Wade. This NBA All-Star played a role in the reason why his anchor woman was chased out of her Ohio hometown. Know why? Because he's the paternal father of newswoman Sharon Reed's love child. Reed's not the only random girl he's knocked up. We're told he also got a cheetah girl pregnant after Jay-Z introduced the pair. Sources say she did not go through with the pregnancy. Dude gets around. Sources say he even smashed Beyonce's cousin Angie. He may have said I do to this to his longtime girlfriend in September, but we're told just days before his San Diego wedding, dude was getting his Mac on in Toronto during the city's Caribana Festival. Don't believe me? Ask AJ. Rapper Lambo is said to be giving it to his moms, all to get close to our blind item, and that's LeBron.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. He's hooking up with people in Toronto, going to swingers parties.
And they're saying that the rapper was fucking his mom to get close to him. Jesus. God. It's not often you hear somebody's mom, like rumors about somebody's mom fucking people in the same blinds as them.
It's true.
A little jarring. We're now in 2014. This NBA superstar is still seeing the other women in his life and not just in a platonic way, like his wife believes. Well,
His wife
and
knows.
I really just think that these women are just they're just robots, they're fembots, like just stepford wives. They have no brains, no thoughts. Like, Come on.
This high-profile newlywed got busted when he tried to holla. Not a good look, although his team did manage to make a social media leak of the creepin' in question disappear into thin air.
The hmms are so dramatic. I'm obsessed. You guys, it's literally written H exclamation point. This top five NBA player has a fake Twitter account he uses to meet women to hook up with when he's on the road. He told his wife that he's done with that kind of thing when they got married.
Now, this next blind has a lot of names in it, just a heads up. And we're in 2015. This married A-plus-list NBA player is hooking up with this A-list female athlete who was introduced by her athlete best friend. I guess the whole other public relationship she was trying to make happen is just a cover-up for the NBA thing. So the A-list female athlete being Caroline Wozniacki, the best friend being Lindsey Vonn, the A-plus-list NBA player LeBron James, and the other PR relationship is J.J. Watt. So as I was pulling Odell Beckham Jr. blinds, allegedly J.J. Watt kind of has the same blind item life as Odell.
Interesting. This former B-list model who never really seems to model any longer and just seems to spend her newly single life searching for a benefactor, dumped her most recent celebrity boyfriend. She has moved on to someone much younger and much more naive. The new guy, a B-plus-list athlete, already dropped $50K on a piece of jewelry for her, which she will sell as soon as they split. So that is Amber Rose, Machine Gun Kelly, and Odell Beckham. Lord Jesus, protect these children.
We're now in 2016. Which athlete at the top of his game is also playing both teams in his private life? Sources say that the athlete is scoring with both men and women, but hasn't let his teammates in on the secret. And that's the first of many a blind items like that for Odell Beckham Jr.
This A-plus list NFL player is one of the hottest young players in the game right now. He also had a lot of rumors about his sexual orientation before getting a beard for one night and paying off the tabloids. Now, though, he is hooking up with a foreign-born A-list rapper, and his secret might be out very soon. And that's Drake.
And Odell.
Yeah. Sorry.
This A-list reality star can pretend all she wants that she's with this A-list NFL star, but he only likes guys. Plus, he needs to stay far, far away from the drugs and drama that she brings to every table. And that's when Khloe Kardashian was trying to say she was dating Odell Beckham Jr.
Our Khloe episode has really stuck with me.
Our Khloe episode, I think, is the most popular episode of all time for us.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
I think so. Like, one of them.
That episode will never leave me. Like, it is really... Khloe is wild. What do you do if you prefer dating women, but think you need a guy in your life to make fans happy? Well, if you are this former tweener turned adult singer, you get yourself photographed with an A-list athlete who prefers dating men, but thinks he needs a woman in his life to make fans happy. He is a serial one date photo guy. So that's Demi Lovato and Odell Beckham. I will say the athletes are good for a photo op.
Yes.
They're good for, you know, if somebody random like Demi Lovato needs any random person, you know, or Kendall. You know, Kendall's like, I need an athlete to hold my arm while I walk down the street this week. Like, mom, call one of them.
I mean, she's dated so many basketball players.
And it's always so just cold and like emotionless. And it just seems like they're not even friends, more or less dating.
This A-plus-list NFL player, who is not a QB, had his PR people push another fake relationship. The thing is, though, this particular celebrity offspring might go for it because she just wants to focus on her ridiculously overrated modeling career anyway. So might as well just get more exposure by pretending to date the guy. And that's Bella Hadid and Odell. Odell was... I feel like every few years there is a athlete that's a fashion guy. And that was Odell for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which I love. With this A-list reality star with a side gig saying no to a bearding gig, Our A-list athlete is trying his hardest to convince an actress who may say yes, just to get back at the network reality star who cheated on her with a different reality star who runs in the same circles as our, Jesus, as our first reality star. Lord Jesus. So the A-list reality star with a sidekick being Kendall, the athlete, of course, being Odell, and the actress being Zendaya. And then different reality star is Valentin Chermovkovsky, I believe is how it's pronounced. That's the correct Russian pronunciation.
I've decided we need to truly do a Dancing with the Stars episode.
We have to. We honestly have to. Yeah, that's necessary. We're always talking about them and those damn halls.
This closeted A-list athlete with A-plus list name recognition in his sport got rebuffed again in an attempt to find a beard. Apparently, this actress turned him down because he would want her to go to strip clubs with him because he wants the world to see them in a certain way. He should have known better. And that's when Odell and Zendaya had a little moment. And there was an interview about them. And she was like, yeah, my dad came on our first date together. I'm like, girl.
This top five NBA player slash former NBA MVP is cheating on his wife every chance he gets. He's not doing it quietly, which makes her feel even worse.
The wife of this A-plus list NBA star is becoming a celebrity in her own right. She also got into a screaming match and threw a punch at someone who was trash-talking her in the hotel lobby where our celebrity was staying solo. Allegedly, that's Ayesha Curry throwing some blows.
This closeted A-list NFL athlete has been seen surrounded by women at clubs all the time, but has never hooked up with one. No one has ever seen him on a date with a woman. This is a high-profile athlete, and just as the whispers got almost too loud, he suddenly finds himself a high-profile actress to date or at least be photographed with. And that's, again, Odell and Zendaya. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. Like you said earlier, being an actor, being like a musician, it's like one thing. Being an athlete, it just seems like, I don't know, a lot.
I wanted to bring up something at the beginning of the show. It just popped into my head. Did you see that Gwyneth Paltrow was on Call Her Daddy?
Yes.
And she quoted you, kind
of. Yeah, kind of.
She said, if you guys didn't see it on our Instagram story or hear it, Gwyneth said, high school is just a bunch of, Hollywood's like high school, but just with money. And that's what Troy always says.
It's literally high school. In my mind, the mental image I have is like these people walking it, like the way that you like walk by just a million random people in high school every day that you see, but like maybe don't interact with. And then randomly, like they're a part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, even with these athletes, it's like, you know, the popular kids in your high school who played like football or whatever. And if they were cheating on their girlfriends, people just kind of turned their head and looked away.
Yeah. Yes. And like when they just like randomly close their eyes and pick like some beautiful girl to date.
Right.
You know, like that's their bearding. It's just so funny.
We're now in 2017. Let's say you're an athlete in the closet and you want to get to know an athlete who you have heard is also in the closet. How do you broach the subject of hooking up? Apparently, there is a new code phrase. Let's play some video games. Most athletes play video games. It's something they do in their downtime and is not out of the ordinary. So, what better way to disguise a hookup? The thing is, though, it can seem strange to suddenly see a closeted A-list NFL player randomly trying to meet up with an athlete from a different sport who's also very successful. They had never met and never spoke to each other. The only thing they shared in common are sports and being in the closet. So, a little tweet asking if they want to come over to play video games has turned into a full-blown love affair. The tennis player has been down in the dumps since he split with his doubles partner slash lover. So, it was a perfect fit. And that's allegedly Odell Beckham Jr. and Jack Sock.
I just looked him up. So, Jack Sock is a tennis player. He's cute. Good for Odell. This closeted A-list NFL player who does not play QB got rolled by a guy he met a couple of nights earlier at a club. Our player thought he could trust the guy. He thought wrong. And that's Odell.
As much as the C-plus list celebrity slash ex-wife of a former A-plus list celebrity thinks she's going to hook up with this current A-plus list athlete, she won't. He likes guys. If I were him, though, I wouldn't tell her because she will sell the story in about 5 seconds. And that's Pilar Sanders and Odell Beckham Jr. And she was married to Deion Sanders.
Yeah, she's messy.
I don't know
she's a tabloid girl.
Mm.
If you are this foreign-born A-list rapper, it is way better for your image to have your PR people leak all these stories about strippers and getting random women pregnant across the pond than to have anyone think that you are hooking up with that closeted A-list athlete who seems to go everywhere you do. And that is Odell and Drake. Do you think that this Drake conversation will ever be, like, mainstream?
It's really big on Twitter. It was during, like, that time. Everyone would post pictures of them together being like, they're dating, right?
God. And the thing that sucks about it is, like, when, like, mainstream news people get their hands on stories like this, instead of talking about it in, like, a way that would maybe make it okay one day for these people to come out, they witch hunt them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, especially Black men. My God. If a Black man like Odell or Drake has any kind of rumor about their sexuality, it immediately turns into a fucking witch hunt. Like, pitchforks. And, like, really threatening and, like, accusatory instead of just, I don't know, it's just, like, annoying.
And maybe, honestly, that's the difference between Aaron Rodgers' blinds and how they're written compared to Odell Beckham Jr. Exactly what you just said.
Yeah, the pitchforks come out, they sharpen them.
Even though this A-list pro athlete told his A-list rapper that he is gay and in the closet, the rapper said she wanted to see if she could get him to completion. So she orally serviced him right at the club where they were and apparently succeeded. That being said, he still went home with his longtime boyfriend. And that's Odell and Nicki Minaj.
I'm Nicki.
And this week's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. You've been stewing about health problems you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat to find your friend's opinion. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. I know for me, when I'm sick, I had the flu in January, and the last thing I wanted to do was to get out of bed, go to an urgent care. So this is where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. You can book an appointment within a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster with ZocDoc. You also won't use things like WebMD, Google. You know, you'll find the worst information there, but ZocDoc is there to help you and give you real answers. So go to ZocDoc.com/blinds and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/blinds. ZocDoc.com/blinds. And we pick back up in 2018. This blind item is really long, and it's from Media Takeout. Media Takeout just got word that one of NBA's hottest players is caught up in cheating drama. The baller, who has a reputation for being a good family man, is about to get exposed by a Mexican Insta thotty who claims he was cheating on his wife with her. The thotty approached several media news networks trying to sell her story, along with pics of her and the baller apparently on vacation together. When the news drops, it's going to be big. We don't know why these high-profile players think that they won't ever get caught. There are thotties out there seeking opportunities like these for the sole purpose of outing them and making a name for themselves or just to get paid. Kobe Bryant suffered a huge scandal back in 2003 when he was charged with sexually assaulting a 19-year-old hotel worker. Though he denied assaulting the teen, he did admit to having relations with her and was forced to publicly apologize to his wife. His accuser later refused to testify against him, and the case was dropped and settled for an undisclosed amount out of court. LeBron James was also caught cheating just months after marrying his longtime girlfriend, after he was outed by an NBC producer who publicly announced via her social media that he asked for the woman's number in front of her, and the rumors of his extramarital activities continued to swirl. The ball player in question should really have known better. We just hope his error doesn't cost him his family or any endorsement deals. And that's the first Steph Curry blind.
Damn, that was intense. Speaking of NBA players, no matter how much this A++ NBA player asked, there was no way on earth that this permanent A++ couple were going to show up at any recent party. Not with that reality TV family there in masses, either with visible or hidden cameras. So LeBron, Beyonce, and Jay-Z, and of course, they're not going to show up anywhere where the Kardashians are. I just watched this video on TikTok. I really hope that I remember. If you remind me, I'll post it, of this person doing a timeline of Kim trying to become friends with Beyonce and all of the missed moments and, like, you know, them not going to the wedding and her having to sit next to Kim and North at, like, fashion shows but not talking to her. It was really funny.
I do think it's funny that Chris and Chloe go to, like, Beyonce events, but Kim doesn't.
Yeah. I know.
This closeted NFL player loves when people think he's hooking up with women. He lives for it, so people never ask him about gay rumors and hookups. What he's not expecting was a video that showed coke and weed and the havoc that is going to bring. And that's Odell Beckham Jr. And I almost wonder if it's the Bieber video. Was he in that? Wasn't he with Bieber that night?
I believe he was. Oh, Lord.
It was like Bieber, Diddy, Rick Ross, and Odell Beckham Jr., I want to say. And it's, you guys know what we're talking about. It's the night that Justin Bieber was shirtless at a club with those people.
Every time you mention the people that he was with, it's like, oh, God. Like, I get goosebumps on my arms.
All we need is French Montana.
Oh, God. Don't bring him up. Don't say his name three times. This closeted A/B++ athlete is potentially in line for a big promotion relatively soon. A beard would help move that process along, but the athlete probably won't do that. Our athlete is so beloved that people probably won't bother him about his sexuality, even though everybody knows, and it's become more and more obvious recently. Or maybe they don't fucking care.
I feel like, I know you guys are listening and we love you so much, but most people who love celebrity gossip aren't looking up Odell Beckham Jr. information.
No. Unless he's attached to somebody like Zendaya.
Or Drake.
Exactly.
I will say we're about to read an ESPY Awards blind, and I feel like ESPY Awards are the Teen Choice Awards of sports.
Yes, because crazy shit always happens there.
So yeah, somehow this closeted NFL player who doesn't play quarterback thought if he hit up Grindr in town that no one would recognize him. That definitely wasn't the case. And that's Odell. On Grindr, do you have to show your face in photos? I feel like a lot of guys that I know are on Grindr, it's just like, no, he just has a nice, like, stomach or something.
No, you don't have to. And that's why you'll see a lot of people post in their profile, like, no torsos. Because you'll get messages from, like, a lot of headless people. And then they'll, like, send you their profile picture, or, like, their face, like, in messages. But yeah, there's a ton of, like, discreet people on Grindr that don't want people to know that they're on it. Or sometimes they just have no profile picture. But I did hear that they just released a new gay app where you have to be verified.
Oh.
So it's like the first, like, non-phishing gay hookup app where you, like, literally have to scan your face and then they have to approve it. And, like, and I think they approve it with your ID or something.
That almost sounds like Raya.
Yeah. So you can't, like, use other people's pictures. But yeah, you don't have to have a face on Grindr, and celebrities are on it all the time. I mean, Andy Cohen's on it all the fucking time, and it's just his body, you know?
I hope you match with Andy.
Yeah, I'll get there. Then it's him and Anderson with like pitchforks and knives and kill me.
And you're only allowed in his garage, not in the home.
Yeah, on a lawn chair. If you think it is just a comment and that this permanent A-list, mostly movie actress was not hooked up in the past with the A-plus list athlete, then you are very wrong. One from every sport in that city. I will let you guess that who the third is, and it would kind of blow your mind not that long ago. So it's saying Halle Berry. I don't know how to read this, I'm gonna be honest.
So it's saying Halle Berry has hooked up with David Justice of the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Manziel of the Cleveland Browns, and LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, so she's hooked up with one. Okay, got it. Good for her. Come on, Cleveland.
All she needs is MGK and Troy, and then she'll have like
Oh,
the trifecta.
God. I'm waiting, Hallie.
Speaking of yachters, this A-plus list athlete who has an interesting statistic going on this season has hired a yachter to be his beard. This always happens about this time of year. And that's when Odell was dating Tammy Hembro.
We're now in 2019. This married, squeaky clean, A-plus list NBA player got another woman pregnant around the time of All-Star Game. That's Stephen Curry. There's going to be a quick check cut in this lawsuit recently filed because this foreign-born A-plus list rapper wants to keep secret what he is doing with the closeted A-plus list athlete that night that will see both of them go down in flames. So it's Drake and Odell Beckham, it says, accused of ordering a violent attack on a man in March of 2018.
So allegedly, this is according to TMZ. So not allegedly, but it's according to TMZ. Bennett Sipes filed a lawsuit claiming that he was viciously beat up at a West Hollywood nightclub after a brief confrontation with Odell Beckham Jr. and Drake. Sipes claims he noticed Drake giving his crew a throat slash hand gesture as he made his way out of the club's VIP area. Shortly afterwards, Sipes said he was attacked by Benjamin and a member of both Drake and Odell Beckham's entourages. Video footage of the entire incident captured Benjamin throwing punches at Sipes while Drake and OBJ were seen on camera watching from a difference, but never, sorry, watching from a distance, but never getting involved. Sipes, who dropped a police report shortly after filing, is currently suing Drake, OBJ, the nightclub, and a slew of others for medical bills and suffering extreme mental anguish and physical pain.
Not the girls fighting in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood is the Wild Wild West for real.
I know. I'm like, how is it that Drake goes to wherever, the Abbey or wherever, and gets in like lover spats with Odell and nobody talks? Or I guess they do talk. They send it to blind items.
And then they get paid off and they're like, never mind.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This closeted NFL player who is not quarterback sure does like to remind the world every week that he isn't gay. And that's when Odell, he did a shoot with Calvin Klein underwear. And he was like, no, I'm not gay just because I'm doing this, basically, to sum it up.
Poor thing.
And those pictures are really great. Like, I think he looks incredible.
He's gorgeous.
He's super
Is
hot.
stunning.
I think out of the three, he's the best looking.
One without any question. Without any question, for
Everyone
sure.
listening's like, yeah, no duh, Kelly.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I'd fuck them all, but yeah, for sure. He's. Apparently, one of the models this A++ list NBA player was seen with recently is pregnant. Should be a nice revelation for the NBA player's wife. And that's Stefan.
Apparently, that magazine that likes to list rich people didn't realize the restaurant chain they touted this morning in an article as up-and-coming empire shut down on their five locations last night without anyone noticing. So that's Forbes, the MENA Group, the restaurant being International Smoke, and it says Aisha Curry. It's when her Houston restaurant shut down abruptly. Because for a while, she was trying to be like your girl from the Food Network who you love.
Like Giada?
Yada.
Like spaghetti. This NFL A-lister who is on an underperforming team is once again trying to convince the world that he is straight. Like, okay. So that's him, I guess, bearding with Lauren Wood. It says Odell Beckham Jr. and his girlfriend Lauren Wood announced relationship on Instagram and fans can't handle it.
Do you think these are written differently, or am I just like making that up?
They're a little less nuanced. It's just like he's gay. He's gay. He's gay. Wife doesn't know he's gay.
If the nudes are fake, then why all the cease and desist letters going out to websites that post them, especially the ones that say decide for yourself? And that's when Steph Curry issued a denial of the absolute fake nude photos of that went around Twitter. And I did see those pictures. That was one of the dick pics I did see. And I was like, I mean, I would sure. Like,
The answer is yes.
his face isn't in them like the Ryan Phillippe ones, but
Right. We can't be so lucky with all of them. This foreign-born, still really a one-hit wonder, has been seen going in and out of an apartment near the Lakers practice facility. The apartment is leased by a shell corporation. The lawyer for the Shell Corporation is also a lawyer for two Lakers, one of whom is married. So that is Iggy Azalea, Anthony Davis, and LeBron. And it says in parentheses, D'Angelo Russell named LeBron James and Anthony Davis first. That doesn't matter. So all that to say that Iggy is fucking all of both of them?
sounds like it. We're now in 2020. Everyone seems agag that this married, permanent A++ list NBA player has a string of mistresses. This is not the first time he has been publicly busted. It wasn't even that long ago the last time he was busted cheating. It was just a couple years ago with an illiterate model who called him out. So it says LeBron James, Sophia Jamora, and Heidi Hoback. It's funny because I don't remember any of this, but again, maybe I just wasn't paying attention to LeBron James.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember any of this. This closeted A-minus list NFL player who really slipped last year has bigger issues. His NFL playing boyfriend is about to come out. Will he drag the star out too? So that's Odell and Jarvis Landry. It says Browns Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis and Landry push back on reports they told. This guy. I don't know why I keep reading the prolonged sports things as if I'll fucking care. Anyway.
Exposed. Apparently, one of the mistresses, Sophia Jamora, for this married permanent A++ list NBA player, LeBron James, tried to hit on the husband, Nick Vanette, of a friend, Urza Helidi. The friend then exposed the mistress as a mistress for the player. She was dumped right before quarantine and is no longer in the rotation of the quote family man. So that's saying Urza got mad at Sophia because she was hitting on whoever Nick Vanette is, and Urza decided to tell people that Sophia and LeBron were hooking up.
This closeted NFL player, who was A plus list at one point, was so desperate to show off his new beard that he paid for some paps to come take their photo. His last beard gave up because it was costing her social media jobs and yachting jobs that paid way more than he paid, which was almost nothing. So that's Odell and Lauren Lolo Wood.
And we're now in 2021. This married permanent A-plus list NBA player had about 10 strippers and two teammates over to where the A-lister is staying. The activities were not limited to just stripping. LeBron James.
Every woman who has ever gone out with this closeted NFL A-lister, who was not a QB, has never been able to get him to completion. Apparently, the present girlfriend managed to pull that off and more. The 18 years of six-figure child support was probably a big incentive, and that's Lauren Wood and Odell.
Well, if we remember earlier this episode, Nikki did.
That's true. She said, let me try.
This permanent A-list NBA player who was ousted from the playoffs is married, but promised he would take his girlfriend on vacation when the season ended. He canceled on her, and she is going off on him to friends. That's LeBron James not going on vacation with his girlfriend.
This foreign-born, one-name singer was paying a lot of attention to girls who who were barely old enough to drive. It is probably why he agreed to go to the event with the A-plus list athlete. So that's, of course, Drake. Drake, LeBron James. Yeah. Okay. I was like, no, I was expecting to see Odell's name somewhere.
This permanent A-plus list NBA player was doing his best at a recent event to distance himself from the obviously wasted, out of his mind, on meth, former A-plus list singer slash serial woman beater. And that's LeBron avoiding Chris Brown, which is what celebrities should do. Yeah. Just people in general. And then the following blind. Speaking of the NBA, this permanent A-plus lister doesn't care about how bad the reviews are for his new movie. He already got paid and did it for fun. Now, does he have a bet with the original star which version will make the most? Of course. That's actually kind of fun. So that's LeBron and Michael Jordan having a bet about which Space Jam movie will do better. That's like, that's fun.
Yeah, I love that. The phone call. You know, it's going to be a dramatic blind when it has a title. The phone call. It isn't just a movie. It is a marketing vehicle for this worldwide organization, the NBA. Sure, the studio, Warner Brothers, who made it, wants steady expansion into certain markets because of it and higher priority to have their movies be shown in places of others. But really, it is all about getting 1 billion plus people in China to spend a whole lot of money to make rich people even richer. You will notice, of course, during award ceremonies, the rich people get the award first, despite it being won off the backs of the less rich. Despite the biggest stars, LeBron James, doing everything they can to placate the leaders of the 1 billion plus and essentially selling themselves every second to help others get the money. The movie Space Jam, A New Legacy is a no-go there. Why? One phone call. Well, one initial phone call followed by several others. The leaders of the 1B plus want four teams in the league. Two in each conference have devised a plan on how a schedule can be viable. The league says no. They want that money for themselves and not for owners in that country who would get the lion's share of fan revenue. There will be no favors until the deal is done.
I actually feel like that's a wild blind item.
I'm going to need you to fully explain it to me because I'm so confused.
So it sounds like Space Jam was denied a China opening and it's predicted to lose a shit like millions and millions and millions of dollars. And the reason it's happening is because China wanted four NBA teams like that. Say like the Boston Celtics would fly to China, like Beijing to play that team. And the NBA said no. So because the NBA said that, Space Jam took a hit in the theaters.
Oh, that makes sense. Because that's like a really, really major thing to not be, to like have your film not go to China.
Oh, for sure.
And I've read, this is an interesting thing if you guys ever want to like go down this rabbit hole. But there's like TikToks and stuff about it, how like movies in this country have to like, I don't know, it's like some weird logistical thing where you have to like mention China or like talk about China or film in China or something if you want the movie to, I don't know, it's like some weird like China has rules for things that we have to do in our movies in order for them to be shown there. And because it's such a big market, directors here will do it, and they're like little weird things that you just would never pick up on.
Okay.
Yeah.
This blind is really short, but speaking of A-plus list athletes cheating, that was indeed a seven-figure amount given to the now ex-girlfriend of the married NBA player. And that's LeBron paying off a girlfriend.
And we're now in 2022. As I've been telling you since they debuted as a couple in public, it was the wrong move for the foreign-born A-plus list one-name singer. Why? Because her boyfriend is a serial womanizer and would cheat on her every chance he gets. Just like his most famous client. It just so happened he was finally caught in public doing that. It will also allow the world to feel sorry for the singer when the tide was very much about to wash over her with not much like at all. Maybe it will make for a better next record. So that's Adele, Rich Paul, and LeBron James. What?
Rich Paul is LeBron's agent.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I forgot. Okay. I was like, what is going on right now?
Like, why are Adele and LeBron?
I was like, did you see my face? I was like,
I
what?
did. One of my favorite things is Adele. She sits courtside a lot with Rich Paul, and she got called out for looking bored, and she was just shown like a video of her yawning with her mouth closed, so people wouldn't call her out.
I love the memes of her just blank, just staring off. Like, she is so me at a sports game.
The celebrity wife of this A-plus list NBA player had to shut down many of her seemingly successful business ventures because the married man she's having an affair with had to liquidate assets when his wife found out about the affair and divorced him. So that's saying that Aisha was cheating on Steph as well. And Aisha actually did address claims that they're in an open relationship. And she said, quote, "Don't disrespect my marriage."
Good for her.
She's like, we will disrespect our own marriage. Thank you.
Yeah, like we make the rules here. One of the rules for this NBA Finals A-lister and his open marriage is for him to not pull a Nick Cannon. Too late. I wonder if the wife had any co close calls because she dates too. And that, of course, is Stephanie Aisha. And I mean, it always goes back to this of us being like, first of all, don't make me look stupid. And B, obviously, she's probably fucking people too. Hello.
This permanent A-list NBA player has always cheated on his wife and has been exposed multiple times. His longtime mistress thought she was the only person he cheated with, but no, there was a college student who was carrying his baby. LeBron! I
Geek.
really hope that one's not true.
Speaking of hypocritical A-list athletes, I'm assuming that this permanent A-plus list NBA player, LeBron, would still give the same love and hype and support on publicity to an A-list NFL player, Deshaun Watson, if his daughter was one of the sexual assault victims of the NFL player. Oh, I get it. It is because the NBA player doesn't think any of the victims are worth caring about, but his daughter would be, maybe. Good to know.
Considering his father is a swinger who essentially ended up swapping partners on a full-time basis, it shouldn't shock anyone that the A-plus list NBA player has an open marriage. And that's referring to Steph Curry's dad, Dell. So Dell and Sonya Curry ended up divorcing after like a super long time because Dell got caught cheating.
Interesting. Speaking of horrible behavior, this permanent A-plus list NBA player has decided to come down on the side of the serial domestic abuser who even shot a woman. The NBA player thinks the abuser is the greatest thing since sliced toast and lets the world know it. What if he had shot one of the player's girlfriends or the player's wife? And that's LeBron being obsessed with Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
Says that he co-signed his album, so I guess he like promoted it online or something.
It has always been assumed that if an NBA team is formed in the city that never sleeps, Las Vegas, that this A-plus list legend, LeBron James, would get first shot to be the owner. Apparently, though, the illiterate reality star Kim Kardashian and the owner, Robert Kraft, will get first shot. So that was. It just says Robert Kraft supports Raiders' potential Vegas relocation. Can you be an owner of a team if you are still an active player? Like LeBron James is still playing basketball. I feel like I don't think you can own a different team if you're playing. I don't think you can play and own a team.
No, that sounds insane. That's like extremely not fair. Right? Like, isn't that not okay?
We need the rule book.
What? That's outrageous. This permanent A-plus list NBA player has offered to pay for the appeal of this rapper who has recently been convicted of shooting a woman. You know, because the NBA player feels that it was justified. Wow. So that's LeBron and Tory Lanez. That's crazy.
Crazy if true. We don't know if true.
Right.
And now we're in 2023. They are people just as, if not more famous, than this A-plus list NBA legend, and they go to Target and Starbucks all the time and don't whine about it. So apparently this is a jab at LeBron because he said he wishes he could walk into Starbucks like a regular person. He doesn't want his neighbor running up to him screaming about her soccer ball over the fence. That is so funny.
Fucking talk about attacking him at Starbucks.
That's hysterical.
That's so funny. The countdown. Other than probably the alleged GOAT quarterback and the closeted one, no athlete has more blinds about them than this NFL player. Most of the items talk about who he is partying with rather than the partying itself. A few years ago, the NFL started following the player. They hired security who would try and follow him when they knew in advance that he was going out, especially when he was partying out with one person in particular. That person has a long history of violent crimes, including guns, trafficking, both human and weapon. Because he is high profile and rich, he has managed to avoid jail time for a lot of his crimes. The list of crimes the NFL knows about this person is way more than any local or federal law enforcement knows. The issue is how much the player knows and how much the player has been involved with what has been going on. Did the player participate in any of the crimes? There are some truly horrific things the other person has been involved in, and everyone fears this is a ticking time bomb with the player. Most teams don't want to take their chance. So that is Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, and it says, or Antonio Brown.
I have to say, I think that blind item is about Antonio Brown because he's been so violent on and off the field for years.
Yeah, and like those other ones, we don't know them to be like super violent.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just pulled that last one so you guys can drop that on your boyfriends or dads or girlfriends who love football, whoever.
Yeah. Remind them how much they get protected by the NFL to just literally beat up women.
So that is the LeBron, Steph, and Odell episode. Honestly, I think LeBron's a bit rotted. I know usually if it's just cheating and stuff, we kind of push it aside, but I don't know. I'm going to go with like some peach fuzz, some rot on, some rot on LeBron, but not Steph or Odell.
Yeah, I think that there has to be a certain level of rot on athletes, right? It's like being a rock star, you know?
That's true.
So I agree with you. I think for sure, at least some peach fuzz, definitely. Odell, I mostly just feel kind of bad for.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot working against him. He's black. He's an athlete. Like, he's a man. It's, you know, he's going to have to sneak around forever. I do find it insane, and I guess maybe it's because there's still a bunch of old white dudes running everything, but like it almost just feels like as a culture and as a society, like they haven't caught up to how far we have come. Like, I think most people at this point, I know that it would be a big deal, but I think like it's not the 80s anymore.
Yeah, but I do think, and this is when I say straight men, I do not mean every single straight man, whether you're listening or don't listen or whatever. I think that they look at, like, say someone like an Aaron Rodgers as this godlike figure. And, you know, I think these guys don't realize it, but they look up to these men and to be like, oh, he can get any girl he wants. And it's like, wait. What if he doesn't like girls? It's like, no, that's not even in their brains. Like, that can't be true. Of course he likes women.
That's very true. And honestly, that's the very thing that they all need to be broken of. This idea that a gay, it's like how people used to say like gay men couldn't play leading roles or they couldn't be action stars. This idea that gay men can't be someone that you look up to in sports is like crazy.
Even at one of our live shows, I think it was our Chicago show. Shout out to that crowd. You guys were wild. But somebody yelled, like, is Aaron Rodgers gay? And we were like, allegedly, that's what blind items say. And a guy from the crowd was like, but he's great at football. And I think I said, you can be good at football and be gay.
Yeah. Like, it's really, oh, God, it's just so, like, it makes your head hurt. Like, it makes my brain feel like it's pouring out of my ears. It's so stupid.
For sure. And even growing up, I mean, being gay wasn't really okay in my family.
Right.
So it's crazy to think that, like, everyone's family has a different set of beliefs and every different region has their own beliefs. I just watched, this isn't close to the same, but like this documentary, and it's like Northern Florida has the KKK, but Southern Florida like doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's true. It's like, it just kind of shows where their priorities are. It shows like where they really stand. These big corporations show us all the time, like where they really stand. Even companies like Disney and stuff like that, like they act progressive, but they're not. And the NFL, all of the sports leagues are just so fucking antiquated. It's like, how about you put the effort that you put into shielding the world from finding out that these men are all concussed and beating up women? Like, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just like their priorities are fucked. And ugh, I hate sports.
And I know this is a part of like a bigger conversation that maybe isn't appropriate for this podcast. Maybe it is eventually. But putting like masculinity with sexuality is such a big thing.
1000%. So much toxicity in sports still. And I just hope that Odell's having amazing nights at the Abbey. I really do. I hope that when the sun is down and the lights are dim, he's really getting his life.
And you know what? Good for West Hollywood for letting celebrities be who they want and not talking about it. That's why I can never go to West Hollywood.
That's why Tom Sandoval thought he would be safe with Raquel.
That is so true, huh?
He thought nobody will tell us if we go to the Abbey.
And then Allie's like, that was weird.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to tell your friends, your enemies, rate, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We really appreciate you guys. It's almost 2 years of Beyond the Blinds, which is wild.
It's absolutely insane. It feels like we just started yesterday, and we love you very, 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 very much. We want to swaddle you tight. And we will see you here next week.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.